The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. BTN News listeners, welcome to your FRIDAY edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 12th of July, 2019. All the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours. We've got it for you right now, coming at you in about 5 minutes. So we started yesterday's show off with Amazon and the Echo and listening in on snippets of your conversations. Today's show, pretty much the same, just different company. Yep, Google this time. And all has to do with your Google Home speakers. These Google Home units, apparently contractors might be listening into your home speaker. Even when you don't say, okay, Google. Yes, we've got some clips that were actually leaked by some whistleblower out there who wants to remain anonymous. But it was in cooperation with the Belgian broadcaster VRT, indicating that information was recorded and stored without even those magic words of OK Google. So it was not activated, it was just listening. Now, just like Amazon was yesterday, Google says that, of course, they need these clips so they can improve the performance of their product. And, of course, they said all the data is anonymous, you won't be able to tie it up to anybody. Yeah, that's probably not exactly true. From these clips that were obtained from the Belgian broadcaster VRT, we can pretty much get an idea of who these people are, where their address is, and maybe even what their schedule or plans are for that day. It looks like we got some new iPads coming from Apple. That is if you believe the newly discovered filings from the Eurasia Economic Commission. Looks like we'll be getting 5 unannounced iPads. Apparently there's 2 in one filing and 3 in another. Now, how do we know that these things are actually iPads? Well, thanks to Apple changing the name of their software for them, we may not know the hardware in and out for these things yet, but we do know they'll be running iPad OS. We've been hearing rumors for months now from Apple working on a 10.2-inch replacement. That could be thrown in the mix here. Plus, the iPad really hasn't been updated for over a year, so yeah, we may be kind of due for 1, or maybe 5. One thing's for sure, this isn't really just coincidental. In fact, it's about right on time, particularly when we usually get an Apple event of hardware coming up in September or October. Well, we've been hearing about it, and it looks to be official. Get ready for a smaller, cheaper version of the Switch. Yes, Nintendo has just announced this. The Switch Lite, maybe they decided to do that instead of calling it the Light Switch. Get it? Yeah, bad joke. Apparently, it's going to have an all-new CPU and storage on board. Now, from what we're hearing, the new chips in the new system could mean fewer slowdowns, faster load times, and, of course, that all-important longer battery life. As far as the overall performance, yep, we're just going to have to wait to see that from Nintendo coming later this year. And finally, speaking of gaming, bet this doesn't come to mind to you when you think of gaming? Facebook. And no, I'm not sitting here talking about like Farmville and all that crap. I'm talking about serious gaming. I'm talking like Splinter Cell gaming. I'm talking like VR gaming. Apparently, they have signed an exclusive deal to put Splinter Cell and Assassin's Creed on its Oculus virtual reality headsets. So yeah, don't look for these games in your Facebook feed at all. You're gonna have to have the VR headset. It's also showing that Facebook definitely wants to move full steam ahead with more broader gaming choices. And possibly towards the direction of Facebook having its ultimate goal of having an online gaming portal similar to the likes of Sony or even Xbox. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our website. Get subscribed to our podcast over there and so much more. You really got to go check it out and take it all in. You can take us in too over there at Facebook by giving us a like or a follow on Twitter at British Tech, or take the whole experience in by joining our BTN community at our Slack room. You can do that by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way on Monday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news is going to happen over the weekend, but until then, it's Friday. It's time to party down and relax. Have a great Friday, a great weekend. We'll see you Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.